هون لگل اس بی اس راديو بشي كردينه.
My guest today is someone our SBS Kurdish listeners already know well. We've had the pleasure of chatting with her a few times before. I'm talking about the talented Kurdish fashion designer Lara Dezai, whose latest collection lit up Milan Fashion Week in September 2025. Lara, it's so lovely to have you back with us. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Your Milan Enchanted show. It was stunning and full of rich, beautiful Kurdish culture themes.
Thank you. And it was lovely to see you there.
Thank you. What were your thoughts and emotions as you exited backstage and observed the audience's response to your fashion show?
I felt overwhelmed with emotions, proud, grateful and deeply moved. Seeing the audience's reaction reminded me why I do what I do, to touch hearts through my designs.
Lara, what was the initial spark or, let's say, image that set you on the path of creating Milan Enchanted?
The symbols and the storytelling was the main point that set me on the right path to create Milan Enchanted. It began with a vision of two souls, one ancient, one modern, meeting under the same moon. I wanted to explore what happens when memory and modernity embrace. That's how Milan Enchanted was born, a world where old souls meet new ones, where time bends and tradition dances with innovation.
What stories or, let's say, personal memories do you want each garment to communicate?
Every design carries a fragment of my journey, a place, a person, or a feeling that marked me. Some garments whisper of the mountains and villages of Kurdistan. Others speak of my years abroad and the longing for home. Collectively, they tell a story of transformation, of a woman who carries her roots proudly while spreading her wings.
How do the themes of past and present dialogue with each other in this collection?
I try to always honor the past, but connect it to the future and the present. It's a love story between the past and the future, and a beautiful harmony is built. Through fabric, form, and emotions, I allow traditional Kurdish patterns and hand-woven details to meet modern silhouettes and couture construction. It's a conversation between generations. The grandmother's embroidery meets the granddaughter's dreams. Together, they create something timeless.
Lara, you've spoken about embedding Kurdish culture in your work. How did you decide which cultural motifs or symbols to include in this collection?
I chose many iconic symbols and transformed them into designs to tell a story. Milan Enchanted was more than a fashion show. It was a story of hope, love, and loss. But in the end, it rose beneath a Kurdish flag. Every element, from the fabrics to the silhouettes, carried meaning, a reflection of resilience, identity, and pride. Each symbol was chosen with intention, not to imitate, but to honor the spirit of a people who continue to rise.
I noticed that you used a photo of Hafsa Khan in one of your designs. I found it really powerful. I was curious, what inspired you to include her in your collection? I'd love to hear more about the meaning or message behind that choice, Lara.
Sure. Hafsa Khan was the first Kurdish woman to rise as a leader, an activist, and a symbol of empowerment, including her image, was my way of saying our heroines deserves a place on the world's runway. She fought for education and equality at a time when few women could even speak publicly. Her spirit aligned perfectly with the message of Milan Enchanted, which was resilience, dignity, and pride.
Lara, how do you hope this collection is received, especially by Kurdish audiences versus international fashion audiences?
For Kurdish audiences, I hope it feels like representation, like seeing our beauty, history, and artistry celebrated globally. But for international audiences, I hope it opens a window into a world they may not know, inviting them to feel the soul of a nation through fabric and form. I wanted both to meet in the middle, united by emotions.
In what ways does this collection address or respond to narratives about diaspora, identity, and belonging?
I am a daughter of the diaspora. Born in Vienna, raised in the United States, rooted in Kurdistan, my identity has always existed between worlds. Milan Enchanted reflects that in its structure. East meets West, tradition meets futurism. Belonging to me is not a place, but a feeling, one that lives in the threads between past and present.
Lara, how did you structure the runway narrative? For example, the sequencing of looks, transitions, music, lighting, to tell your story.
So the show began with a reimagining of the Citadel, those timeless walls that embody resilience, strength, and identity. It was important for me to open with a powerful design like the Citadel because it represents our rich history and stands as a symbol of who we are. This was followed by the Nowruz design, celebrating our Kurdish New Year, a moment of light, rebirth, and hope. I wanted the show to open with iconic symbols of our culture, then gradually transition into the modern world. From there, it took a darker, more cinematic turn before culminating with the Kurdish flag, a proud reminder of unity and heritage. It was essential for me to create three distinct yet harmonious themes: symbolic, which was the beginning, modern was the middle part, and cinematic was towards the end, each blending beautifully into the next, telling the story of Milan Enchanted.
Looking back, how has your experience with Milan Enchanted changed or deepened your understanding of your own design voice?
It reminded me that fashion is not just about beauty, it's about storytelling. Milan Enchanted affirmed that my voice lies in bridging worlds, turning heritage into haute couture. It gave me courage to be unapologetically Kurdish, unapologetically global.
If you could choose one single look from the show that encapsulates your vision, which would it be and why?
It would definitely be the Kurdish flag, because all four parts of Kurdistan fell beneath its wings. It stood as the unifier, the father and protector of all of the designs. The flag carried the soul of the collection. Every piece, every color, every symbol found its home beneath.
What does the future hold for Lara Dizeyi in terms of fashion? Are there any plans for your designs to be showcased elsewhere, Lara?
Well, after each show, my focus always shifts to production, as I have many back orders that need to be fulfilled. It's an important phase where creativity meets responsibility, bringing what was once a vision on the runway into the hands of those who believe in my work. The journey has only just begun. I'm planning future showcases in the Middle East and Europe, including a cultural show in Kurdistan, a full circle of moment for me. Beyond that, I'm developing my ready-to-wear shoe line, blending comfort and heritage. My mission is to continue sharing Kurdish beauty with the world, one story, one stitch, one soul at a time.
Beautiful. Kurdish fashion designer Lara Dizeyi, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Kurdish today. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you, SBS, for having me today.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.